Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Here's what we can expect the week of April 5th, 2021. The moon is in the sign of Capricorn, and please note all times I give are Eastern time, so adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And the moon had gone void, of course, as of 3:05 a.m., and when the moon is void, of course, it means that it's not making a geometric aspect to another planet before it changes signs. So since the moon represents our emotional reaction, habit, charge with things, we're not as attached to outcome. So traditional wisdom in astrology suggests that you don't want to launch, begin, initiate anything when the moon is void, of course, because you're probably not going to get the outcome you desire, unless, of course, it's something that you really don't want to go anywhere. So that's just something to keep in mind in general with the void, of course, moon. In this case, it enters the sign of Aquarius as of 9:04 a.m. So before that point in time, people can feel a little scattered, not really a sense of wanting to kind of run out the door. In the sign of Capricorn, it's a good time to get your ducks in a row, make sure everything's in order for starting out on your Monday and making the most of the week. Once the moon has entered the sign of Aquarius, an air sign, what we call fixed, so it has a lot of tenacity, stick-to-itiveness, we actually are in a couple of days of really strong productivity. So this is a really good time to be wrapping up, completing, putting the ribbons and finishing touches on something that you've been working on. It's also perhaps a good time to engage or initiate something new. Just keep in mind we are in the waxing moon cycle, we're in the waning moon cycle, which means that we are headed towards the new moon. So again, it's about finishing up, completing projects. We certainly can begin something new, and especially if it's something that has been in the hopper for a while, something that didn't necessarily come out of the blue. That being said, there may also be things that are presented to you that do seem to come out of nowhere. But I often find with the aspects that I'm looking at, which involve Uranus, that if it is something unexpected, a surprise, it has come from a part of the subconscious or desire piece that is looking, longing for an element to come in. So the thing to be crystal clear and aware of is that you want to weigh whatever that is. Whatever's presented to you may or may not be something you actually act on, but it can be an overture or an opening or an aperture for what comes next. Very stimulating day for ideas, new things coming through. the thing to be aware of is if you're a night owl, if you're out late, you certainly want to be alert on the roads, or if you're dancing, you want to make sure you know what's going on with partners and people around you. Of course, there's not a lot of necessarily, what is it my daughter teases me about, going to a rage or a rave? which isn't anything she's doing right now in the pandemic. But anyway, so just keep alert, especially in the later evening. And that being said, it can also, for people who are on their computer, it can also be something that comes through quickly. High alert for things like viruses, or if you're a little sleepy, don't just open anything that looks intriguing, because that jack-in-the-box energy sometimes can be something you don't really want to open. However, overall outcome of things that are done over the next couple of days tends to be good. Even auspicious, very fortuitous. This increases as we get into Tuesday the 6th. So I'm just looking at my notes. Right. So it's good to have a to-do list, things that you want to get done over this day, Tuesday. Highly productive, auspicious day, same as Wednesday until 4:30 p.m. These are what I would call high-octane days. It doesn't necessarily mean you're speeding around getting a lot of things done. It may just be ideas, follow-through, correspondence, communication. These are things that really can pop. On this day, the moon is still in the sign of Aquarius on Tuesday, and the heightened opportunity energy really increases as of going towards 7 a.m. in the morning. We are in a terrific time for making those connections that really take us where we want to go. So, the best way to go to sleep Monday night and wake up Tuesday morning is where, with clear intentions of what it is you want to clear up, get off your desk, make happen, and invite into. Because once again, I reiterate, especially for air and fire signs, I consider Tuesday and Wednesday incredibly strong days. And especially on Tuesday, you may feel almost as though that kind of wind beneath your wings shift, where something literally may even launch. And that's a lovely expectation to enter a day in. So Wednesday, the moon goes void, of course, at 6:05 a.m. And so it's a void, of course, day until 4:30 p.m. However, what I think is strong is anything that you might have initiated, put into action, started to talk about on Tuesday, on Wednesday you can really see what traction it has and kind of keep moving with it. But the important thing is to have gotten it off the ground before that 6:05 a.m. time Wednesday morning. Once the moon enters the sign of Pisces at 4:30 p.m., and the other thing I should say about Wednesday is it can be a great day for conversation, connection, feeling a lot of need for community. But again, it's because of the void, of course, moon, people can talk about what's happening or what might be happening or what their expectations are. Unless the moon is hitting a point in your personal horoscope, which may well be true, or you're getting another auspicious hit from a planet, Venus or Jupiter, perhaps. Once again, don't put too much stock or investment in conversations that are held that day. One story I'll tell about a void of course moon with a friend who hadn't been utilizing me as an astrologer yet, but she invited me to a luncheon where she was incubating an idea about a television pilot. And I went to the luncheon, and the idea was these ladies sitting around, ladies, moms sitting around talking about holistic metaphysical things. And it was a great luncheon. I had a great time. I met wonderful ladies. We talked about how we were going to do this, get together with that. And I knew nothing was probably going to come of it, and it didn't. But the other thing I will add is that I also, about 20 minutes before I left, became aware, oh, my parking space, I need to feed the meter. And I thought, well, the moon's void, of course, I probably won't get a ticket. And I didn't. I'm not recommending that for all cases, but that's the kind of void of course moon energy I'm talking about, especially in the sign of Aquarius. So once the moon has entered the sign of Pisces late afternoon on Wednesday, now we're in really interesting energy for earth and water people. It doesn't mean you have to have those modalities alive in your chart. And the other thing I have to say is, let's say you're born, let's say you're a Gemini, and I'm talking about moon in, the moon is in a water or earth sign. And so as a Gemini, maybe you clock out a little and think, oh, she's not talking about me. Well, there's a timing thing we do with, let's say you're born at 15 degrees Gemini and you happen to be 25 years old. Well, you're already learning or experiencing quite a bit of energy that's coloring your experience of life of the sign of Cancer, because the sun, this is a very old method, the Greeks used it, we call it progressions. The sun moves basically a degree a year. So if you were born at 15 degrees and you're 25, your progressed sun is at 10 degrees Cancer. So when I just kind of glibly throw these facts out about, well, if you've got water or earth energy, you, Ms. or Mr. Gemini Sun at 15 degrees birth, are probably an honorary Cancer now. So that's a water sign. So you are being affected, learning. And it's always a learning experience because you come in with the energy that's very clearly about air, verbalization, writing things down, community, talking, what's new. But then when the Gemini Sun moves into Cancer, it's about learning deeper about familial connections, feeling, sensitivity, which may or may not come to you naturally, but still, you're learning that experience. So that was a side trip. Sorry about that. But I'm talking about the moon in Pisces. So, of course, when the moon's in Pisces, we wax poetic. We go into different channels because the water is fluid. It moves where it may, and it's a mutable water in the sign of Pisces. And that is the experience late afternoon through Thursday the 8th that you may be swept into, this sense that there's only so much you can control. And I can't stress enough, especially with how this moon is aspecting over these days, that it's really important to go with the current. You don't fight it. And if you go with the current and recognize that your intention may be to do things a certain way, but higher power universal energy knows that it needs to go that way, then it behooves you to go the way that is in flow than fighting the way that you would like to go. And I think with climate change, a lot of folks who live near seacoasts or rivers are getting hard lessons in how much we can actually control water. So on the 9th, Friday, there's some bumps here. People can be very short-tempered in the morning, especially early morning till mid-morning. So you don't necessarily want to get into any arguments or difficult exchanges. If you feel very short-tempered, work on breath. Depending on if you have the opportunity to exercise in the morning and that's in your regular mode to do, then do that. I always recommend people don't push themselves farther than their body can easily go, especially with this kind of Mars energy in there, because we're feeling very much a sense that we want to move where we want to move and nobody better get in our way. Sometimes for some people it's singing, the voice, getting the voice moving. Voice is a Mars. It's a Mars energy, how we penetrate, how we express ourselves. So get it out, especially if you have any important meetings or things to engage with in the day. You want to make sure that you're clear, that the engine is running on the fuel that you wish to move with and not feeling like you're jerking and moving too quickly through things. We can also invite in a lot of spiritual wisdom this day. Great day to meditate. We can feel some conflicts with what we desire, what we want to do, and what is the higher wisdom. We need to reconcile these forces. It's very, very strong when we work with the bigger energies, we can move with grace. And so for some of us, these are big lessons over these couple of days, because it's not always easy to release and allow. And these are days that are all about release and allow. It doesn't mean you give up your power. It actually empowers you, because you're in a place of trust and certainty that you are in alignment with what the greatest intention and spirit's manifestation is. And sometimes the ego mind clouds or inhibits our ability to really move with that. So at 7:48, PM, the moon goes void, of course, in the sign of Pisces. Friday night, wonderful evening to regenerate and recharge. That's what it's all about. It's not about expending a lot of energy, unless, of course, you're on the dance floor or you're you're floating in a pool or playing music or doing something that's a creative, engaged enterprise. It's all about allowing in this kind of bigger peace that lets you feel full, that you feel very connected with things that are outside the frame of our limited body sphere. Then the moon enters the sign of Aries at 2:11 a.m. So for those of us who are still awake, we can get very jazzed. So it may be good, depending on your body clock and when you have to get up, to make sure you're in bed before that point in time. You can have very active dreams. A lot of information can come through. And this weekend actually looks very dynamic is the word I will use. The moon is in the sign of Aries, so we want to do what we want to do. And the lovely thing about it is that it is in dance before it changes sign with the planet Venus. So this means that our ability to make connections that are fruitful, that are loving, that feel like they get us, are very, very strong. So it's a terrific day to be moving with the joy of being alive, as is Sunday. So these 2 days, I would say, do things that you love to do. Be outdoors. Be in spaces where you're able to have a wide berth of what it is you want to do and how you want to take action. Because we don't want to feel like we're limited by four walls. The nice thing about the Northern Hemisphere this time of year is that you can get out more, even if it's raining, which is unlikely with that moon in Aries, so well aspected, fire moon, cardinal moon. You should be able to be places that brighten, lighten, give you a sense of action. So plan that for the weekend, because that actually is, I know listening to me often you hear me talk about recharging by being quiet, listening to music, absorbing art, but this weekend is about burning off anything that has outworn its usefulness. And so it, by the end of the weekend, you should feel very invigorated, very kind of restarted. And because we're in that new moon that happens on the 11th in the sign of Aries, and this is a fabulous new moon for restarting, fresh start, burning off old stuff and entering into the new.
Okay, so let's go into our meditation. I invite you to sit quietly and to feel the energy. Here we go. Dear loved ones, we are the master teachers, and as we work together now, we invite you to take a few deep breaths, feel yourself arriving, then feel the energy of the higher self rising to the surface. And each time we work together with you, what we are doing is we are reflecting back to you the full complement of your energy field. So it is not that we smart, oh master, old master teachers are doing something to you or manipulating the field or giving you answers or encouraging you or instructing you. Rather, you can visualize this, feel it, imagine, experience it, as this is your full complement, like all of what you are, like your gigantic, cosmic, higher self, all self, from every dimension, from every period of time, from every world, every parallel world, all the different places where you might be existing in your consciousness. It is where it is reflected back to you, because most people experience just a tiny fraction of themselves and don't experience the huge greatness of themselves. And that self, as you know deeply inside you, that self is in fact what we would call absolutely infinite. So it is from this infiniteness now that you are receiving this reflection of energy. And as you feel this energy, as you soak up this energy, recognize that it is you. It's all you. And you could even go so far as to say that everything that you experience, which you experience internally or externally, is in fact all you. Because when you are existing here, you have a perception of the world, you have a perception of the self. It is all dependent. Everything is dependent on this self. So where this self is wearing rose-colored glasses or silver-colored glasses or or hedgehog spiky glasses. These are all the aspects of you and your perception. So when the consciousness is in a certain state, it will perceive the world and itself in certain ways. So, for example, now, dear loved ones, visualize or experience that everything outside of yourself, and you know this as a fact, is not disconnected from you. You are not separate. You are not some absolutely unique energy field that has nothing to do with anything else around it. You are a unique energy field, and you are deeply connected to everything that is around you, or that you perceive, rather, we should say, to be around you. So you are oneness, you are interconnected, and you are infinite. Yes, we've heard it all before. So when you experience these power struggles, when you see power struggles, when you see the power struggle between light and dark, is this an emanation of your energy field? Is it something that you are projecting into the world? Do you take responsibility for it? Do you manipulate it? Do you attempt to alter it? Do you attempt to balance it or equalize it? When you do something outside of yourself, does it do something inside of you? When you are changing some, let us say, injustice outside of yourself and altering it to a place of balance or to a place of equality and justice, does this also happen on a virtual plane at the same instant moment inside of you, bringing balance to your injustice, perhaps an injustice that is, let us say, totally unconscious? So perhaps when we see imbalance or injustice or some sort of struggle outside of ourselves, are we invited to see it differently? Are we invited to act upon it physically or emotionally or even spiritually, intentionally? And does that have a direct relationship on us? Or can you look at the world and see all of this struggle and say, has nothing to do with me, I'm completely separate to everything, and it has nothing to do with me? And this might be the view of do not engage in the drama and do not engage in what might be somebody else's struggle or somebody else's dilemma. So these are big questions. These are big philosophical, spiritual, deeply moving questions. To act, not to act. To take it on, not to take it on. To see the outside as the extension of the inner self, or to see the inner self as a sovereign field that is not engaging in the outside world and is clearly not going to manipulate the outside world. So as you shift your perceptions, as you alter the way that you see yourself, as you raise your frequency, you will understand that there is literally nothing outside of yourself, that your energy field is as vast and broad as the infinite universe, so everything fits in there like a giant kangaroo pouch. It's all you. Or like the Tibetan Buddhists see the world, a giant turtle, everything is contained. So if the world, if the infinite universe is this giant turtle and everything is contained, then their power struggle is something that exists for you as well. That is why you are seeing it. And it is all about the response to the power struggle. Are you being drawn in again and again and again with your attention and with your activity and with your emotional life into a being in the drama? Are you perpetuating the drama? Are you perpetuating the struggle? Or are you able to engage with the struggle without drama? with neutrality? Are you able to engage without taking it on? And to engage, let us say, energetically or intentionally, to alter the pattern, to shift the soap opera, to change the dynamic. So we have spoken over these many, many years, over these decades, about not engaging in the drama, to not react, but to respond with compassion, to respond with unconditional love, to respond with understanding. And thus the power struggle begins to diminish. The energy begins to dissolve into a space more of what we would call wisdom. So notice where you are and notice what you can do now to alter your perceptions and visualize yourself now as this not necessarily someone that is out there and demonstrating this, but somebody that is out there living it from their true being, someone that is simply in the energy field of this intentionality of being, taking responsibility, allowing the perspective to be one of, let's say, inclusiveness and understanding. And as we say this, we invite you all to feel the compassion welling up in your hearts, the energy of deep wisdom. You have been here for many, many lifetimes, millions and millions of lifetimes. So allow this wisdom to come through. You've been here before. You've done it again and again. Allow the wisdom to come through and allow the responsibility of this human life to be taken seriously, to be really deeply felt in the heart, without antagonism, without duality, without taking sides, with the neutrality that comes from being one who is understood and who understands. And as we do this, feel this energy within the self as it rises up, creating radiant light, radiant energy, taking a deep breath and gently opening your eyes.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, activespirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.